This is In the Beginning, I Never Thought It Would Be You, a Graceland fanfic written by Spock Flavored and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Johnny Totoro, Mike Warren, with additional tags for Five Times and Graceland Kink Meme. Author's notes. For the Graceland Kink Meme, five times Johnny said I love you to Mike, and one time he didn't. Can be slash or just friendship. I love both. Monday found me on my knees again. Breathing wind to blur the lines that mark where I begin. Where you went, no use in trying to pretend. Take me again, cause rumor has it I'm not who I've been. Couldn't find. One. Yo, Mikey, where you going? Johnny calls from the couch. It's later than Mike normally wakes up, and he's already going to have to cut his run short to make it to his meeting with Badillo on time. But he can't help but stop and approach Johnny where he's sprawled out on the couch, remote in hand. Going for a run. You should come. Mike offers, and grins when Johnny's face screws up. Hell no. Johnny smacks the cushion next to him. How about you have a little fun and watch some awesome reality television with me? Mike shakes his head and laughs. Maybe later. Whatever, dude. I love you despite your disgustingly healthy habits and refusal to love me back. Mike rolls his eyes, but Johnny's attention is already back on the screen, only waving absently at Mike as he finally leaves. Two. Mike glares at a kid as he gets too close to the chip rack, and the kid snatches his hand away, eyes wide. He knows better than to cause another scene like the first time he was here, but it still bothers him that he can't do anything about it. He looks around when Johnny nudges him and grabs his tacos from where they're waiting. He drops extra money in the tip jar before following Johnny down the street. They end up sitting on the low wall between the beach and the street, eating and kicking sand at each other. Mike focuses on the water and watches the waves roll in, a small smile on his face. He didn't think he'd like it this much when he came out here, just intent on getting his job done, but he's really come to love it. Yo, you gonna eat that? Johnny is gesturing to the uneaten second taco in Mike's hand. Oh man, you can have it. He hands it over, and Johnny's face lights up. Oh my god, I love you. Three. Mike shifts his weight as the dealer in front of him inspects the cash. He wonders what the record is for the number of reverses like this in a week. They're already at 5, and it's only Wednesday. The dealer nods, and he and Mike exchange bags. Mike says, "It was a pleasure doing business with you." The sirens sound a few seconds later, and Mike doesn't have to play along very long before Johnny is there, grabbing his arms. The dealer takes off, and Mike snorts when Briggs barely exerts any energy in chasing him, and then tackling him hard to the ground. Pain shoots through his arm when Johnny starts walking him away, and he hisses, "Ow, easy, man." Sorry, Mikey, just playing it up. Johnny's breath is warm on his ear, and Mike is suddenly aware of the firm press of Johnny's body behind his, hurting him along. You know I love you. Mike doesn't say anything, but he is extremely glad that Johnny can't see how red his face is right now. Four. Mike still has his head in the fridge, looking for the juice he bought and someone must have drunk, when he hears Charlie's whistle. Nice, is all she says. Shut up, Johnny replies, and Mike sticks his head a little further into the fridge because, yep, there goes his blush again.
A group, Mike.
How was he? Charlie asks, and Mike doesn't have to look at her to know she's smirking. But he? Mike pulls back from the French, closing the door gently and turning to Charlie and Johnny. Johnny is only wearing his swim trunks, but Mike can see a deep purple bruise on his collarbone, and it makes him angry. He thinks about that for a moment, and realizes he's angry because he wasn't the one to put it there.
Whoa.
Well, he's not my dream guy, Johnny replies. Then he turns his grin on Mike. Morning, Mikey.
Morning,
he mumbles, then watches as Johnny takes a swig out of the carton of juice in his hand. He narrows his eyes.
That's my juice.
Johnny swallows and grins at Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mike replies. But he's distracted now by Johnny's tongue chasing after the traces of juice on his lips, and then the grin that follows.
What are you going to do about it?
Johnny asks, still standing half-naked in the middle of the kitchen, holding his juice. Charlie is giving him a knowing smirk from her seat at the island, and the knowledge of Johnny's interest in guys is sudden and new, and he has to get out of here.
What? Oh, nothing. Have it. I gotta go.
Johnny's shout of, "Thanks, man. I love you," follows Mike out the door, and he's 5 blocks away before he can breathe properly again. 5.
No,
Mike says, without opening his eyes. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and unless there's a fire, everyone can fuck off.
No, Grumpy, I just need your help with something real quick.
Mike's heart speeds up at the sound of Johnny's voice, and when he sits up and blinks the sleep from his eyes, he's not even mad. Johnny is standing in the door, looking mostly normal. That is, red hoodie zipped all the way up, and the hood barely perched on his skull, with his gym shorts hanging low. But he's holding himself awkwardly.
Come here,
Mike says, yawning around his words. Johnny approaches his bed, and Mike sees he's carrying a tube of muscle cream in his hands.
It's something on my back,
Johnny says, sitting on the bed with his back to Mike, tossing him the cream and unzipping his hoodie, letting it fall to hang around his waist.
Where?
Mike murmurs. And then Johnny's grabbing his hand and guiding it to a spot in the middle of his back, an awkward angle for him if he tried to do this himself. Mike swallows, squirts some cream onto his hand, tugs the hoodie off and away from Johnny's arms, and gets to work. After a minute, Mike realizes it's not going to do Johnny any good if he's still sitting up.
You should, lay down. Johnny does so without any questions, making himself comfortable on Mike's bed and stealing a pillow to smush his face in.
Mike can't help but let his eyes roam all over Johnny's exposed back, and his arms that he stretched to shove under the pillow, eyes lingering on the thick black lines that he wants to lick. But then he feels guilty because Johnny just came for help. He massages some more cream into Johnny's back, but quickly and efficiently, not letting his fingers linger on the warm skin like he wants to.
Finished, he says quietly, thinking that now Johnny will get up and leave. But he doesn't.
That was fucking ace. I love you.
He sighs into the pillow and then goes quiet. When Mike peeks at his face to check, he's fast asleep. Mike tosses the cream on the floor, wipes his hands on a tissue from the night table, and then settles down next to Johnny. He doesn't sleep. And 1. Heads up! Mike doesn't react fast enough, and the ball hits him in the chest, hard.
His breath leaves him in a rush. Paige runs by and snatches the ball from by his feet and takes off down the beach. Johnny gives chase to her, and Mike laughs when she evades him, but also manages to trip him. He rubs the spot on his chest and then frowns. It wasn't his fault that Johnny had been running around so much that his sweat was making all his muscles gleam, but he should have been paying more attention. He's paying attention now when Paige tosses the ball to him. He catches it and tucks it against his chest, but then realizes Johnny is more than halfway to him and not slowing down. Mike turns and takes off, laughing, but he's not fast enough. Johnny slams into his back, and they go down hard. Mike wiggles away from Johnny, trying to keep the ball from him, but Johnny's arms just clench tighter around his waist. And Mike really likes that. Mike stops struggling, and Johnny finally lets go, snatching the ball and rolling away to jump to his feet. He knows his face is bright red when he gets up from the sand, but hopes if anyone asks, he can say it was from the running. He sees that Paige has draped herself over Charlie on her towel, and Johnny is retrieving the football from where someone, definitely Paige, judging by her smirk as she watches Johnny, had thrown it into the waves. He leaves them to it and heads back inside, needing a bit of space from Johnny, even if it's just for a little. Soon enough, he's going to shove Johnny against a wall and kiss him, like he's wanted to for a while. He showers and is finally sand-free in a pair of shorts and a clean t-shirt when he heads back into the living room. He's putting on a movie when he hears the back door open, and only has the warning of, "Mikey, baby!" before Johnny is over the back of the couch and sprawled against Mike's side. "You're covered in sand. Get away from me," he cries, laughing as he pushes Johnny's arm away. But Johnny only grins at him before scrubbing a hand over his hair and showering Mike with sand. "Dick, you love me anyway," Johnny says, then sits up and turns to Mike with wide eyes, when all Mike can come up with is, "Or not?" Johnny says quietly. More quiet than Mike has ever heard him, and that's not right at all. Johnny should never sound like that. And Mike didn't even mean anything by that "Didn't mean to make it weird, man." He moves to get up, then holds a fist out to Mike. "We cool?" "Yeah, of course," Mike says, bumping Johnny's fist with his own, and then, "I do, you know?" Johnny's eyes widen, and Mike's stomach is churning. He's seriously not felt this nervous around someone since his early years in college, and he doesn't like the nerves. The other feelings that he gets around Johnny, though, he could do with more of those. "You do what?" "Love you." Mike just says it. Says it before he can overthink it and take it back, because he doesn't want to take it back. "For real?" Johnny's mouth splits into a wide grin, and Mike nods back, heart racing and smiling. Johnny laughs, and then his hand is on the back of Mike's neck, dragging him in. His mouth is warm, and tastes like salt, and faintly of Mike's fucking juice. And Mike loves it. Johnny pulls back, and then his fist comes to connect softly with Mike's side. "How many times have I said that to you, man? Stupido." His fingers curl into Mike's shirt, his grin still hovering near Mike's. "You say that about Hector's tacos. How was I supposed to know?" Johnny pauses, and then looks sheepish. "Okay, fair point." He leans in to kiss Mike again, harder this time, but pulls back when Mike's grin becomes too big. "Aw, look at your white boy dimples!" Johnny crows, poking a finger at them. Mike rolls his eyes and leans away, but Johnny just follows him and then pushes him until they're lying horizontal on the couch. Johnny turns his face toward the TV and doesn't say anything when Mike brings an arm up to wrap around his back. "So, What are... Right now we're cuddling, dude. Don't ruin it. Okay. Mike replies easily. And he knows that that's how it will be with Johnny. Easy and fun. And one of the best things Mike never knew he would come to love about this place. The end. Reader's note. Aww, they're so sweet. I just want to wrap them up in a blanket and put them in a fort that I had of pillows and stuffed animals. I don't even know. That I just, oh, it was beautiful. Thank you for listening and have a nice day. What can we do if the rumors are true? I do everything over to myself.